Hey guys, welcome to Bawa Unfiltered, the podcast. I am your host, Bawa Paco. My. Welcome to Bawa Unfiltered, the podcast. This episode today, child. Woo! It's unbelievable. Y'all not ready for this. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. My name is Bon Aqua and this is still Bon Unfiltered, your river show. So today's topic is centered around overcoming your circumstances, like when somebody means something for evil. Okay, so why this topic? I was thinking around my life, okay? I've been through some things over the past couple of months. Ooh, I never thought I would. First and foremost, I started this new job because the old one, COVID made me lose it. And so, this new job, and I got this boss that is unbearable. I'm not gonna lie, I have never worked with somebody like that before. Somebody that tries me, like, yo, you do not know me. I can do what you do. That's the thing. Like, you wanna speak at the top of your voice? You wanna talk smack? Like, you wanna cuss? You really wanna go there with me? I don't care about your age. I can take you there. Like, that's me. I can't, like, when I lose it, I don't care about your age, your religion, who you are, whether you sign my paycheck or not. I'm coming for you and everybody that's associated with you. Like, I'm taking your edges, your eyebrows, whatever you have, sis, I'm coming for you. So, like, she gets me close to that point, like, on a regular smuggler thing. Like, she does it so often. I'm like, girl, you do not know me. And that's on Mary Had a Little Lamb. You don't know me, okay? And you can't just be coming at me all crazy. Like, girl, you know who you're dealing with? Go ask about me. Because I am not the one. But then, you know, I remember I'm saved and I'm a Christian, so I gotta, you know, represent Jesus. So I just let it slide. But how often are you gonna let stuff like that slide? I don't know how long it's gonna take or how often I gotta just let things go before I pop off. But I pray to God on a daily that I never pop off, because that's not very Christian of me. When I pop off, ain't no Jesus in there. And I'm supposed to rep Jesus every single part of my life. So I'm praying for you, boss. I'm praying that God will have you safe. I digress. As usual, but I needed to get that little rant out of here. So now that it's out there, let's keep it moving. So, as I said, I got a new job with an unbearable boss that just been trying me, but Jesus fixed it. So, the thing is, even the placement at the job wasn't my ideal situation. So one day I was going home from work and I was like, I don't know what came over me, but I was like, I want to thrive here. I want to bloom. I don't just want to survive. I want to thrive. I want to bloom. I want to look good. I want to, you know, I don't know how else to make y'all see how what I mean by when I say thrive. But then as I was walking home, prophesying to myself and talking to myself, building myself up, and then I think the spirit was all over me that day, because I was in the moment. I was just walking to give myself a cab, and I was just speaking to myself, praying, making these declarations. So I'm sure if anybody had passed me by on that street, they're gonna be like, this girl got lost her mind. So I was just doing that, and I was like, and then it reminded me of Joseph. You know, Joseph's brothers, they sold him into slavery, and they thought that that was the end of him and his dreams. They thought that was the end of him and his dreams. You know, you get me? Like, that was it. Now try to be our leader then. We done sold you to some people to be some slaves. Now prove it. Like, prove it, bro. How you gonna be a king later on? How we gonna bow to you now that you a slave, bow down to people, huh, bro? Now let's see who bowing now, huh? So they thought they just did something, but they didn't do nothing. It was all part of God's plan. So as I was talking to myself that I want to thrive here, I want to do, and I was like, you know what? The people that posted me here, they were supposed to take me somewhere else. But I don't know why, but they decided to bring me here. And maybe to them, they were trying to, you know, hurt me or something. Or they were trying to hurt the person that helped me get the job, because that person made a special request that they put me somewhere, and they decided to take me else. I don't know if they're trying to get back at her or something. But that's what it felt like in that moment. I was making those declarations and those prophecies. I was like, that's how it looks. But they thought that was the end. Like, they done ruined everything for us or something like that. And then I remember that when they sold him into slavery, they put all of God's plan in motion. You feel me? That's when they set the whole wheel in motion. Because if he had stayed with his pops, it would, I know God would have still made him a leader. I didn't know how the story is going to go. But the story that we know, everything went into full mode when they sold him into slavery. So I'm here to tell somebody that it don't matter what it looks like right now. It may look like you're losing. You're in your losing season. That's what it looks like. But to God, this is just the moment he needs to catapult you into something greater. He has spoken so much greatness into your life. He said he's gonna do major. He's gonna do major with your life, in your life, through your life. You are going to be a miracle. He said it, and he will do it. And it feels like you're down on your luck right now. It feels that everything is working against you. But that's not the situation, honey. He's up to something. That's one thing I know about God. Like, when it looked like ain't nothing working out. Like, I mean, look at Jesus. When the people were like, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. They thought that, ooh, when he died, what else he gonna do, huh? Like, that's the end of him and all that he came to preach. Like, that's the end of that man. He can't do nothing else. Like, he gonna be dead. But they didn't know that he needed to die. Like, his death was something that was going to start so much. They didn't know. They had no idea that them at calling for his head, wanting him dead, was actually all part of God's plan to save humanity. Joseph's brothers did not know that him going into slavery. They did not know that him going into slavery was all part of God's plan to make him a world leader. So if you're listening to this, I know how you feel. Okay, I know how you feel. Maybe you're down on your luck. You feel terrible. You think everything is working against you. God has forgotten about you. And where is his big plan? Where is that major? Where is he changing your story? What? How's all this gonna fall out? Like, this where I am, and you say you're gonna do this. I'm at A, and you said I'm gonna be at C. How's that gonna work when B don't look good? How am I gonna get from A to C when B's a mess? I'm here to tell you that he did it for Joseph when he was supposed to be a leader, and he was sold into slavery, and he was just bowing down to people when he was supposed to be bowed to. And Jesus was supposed to be the savior, and then they killed him, so people thought that that was the end of that, but that was not. That was the beginning. So right now, it is like your pits, or wherever you are, looks like that's the end. But I want to remind you that that is actually your beginning. They meant it for evil, but we serve a God who turns things around. He will turn it around for you. And I pray that you don't lose your faith. You keep believing, keep trusting. Because the people of old didn't have the Bible. They didn't know much about the things God had done in the past. They had no idea. They were just there in their moment. They didn't know how to encourage themselves. But we're so fortunate that we have the Bible. We have seen him do stuff that are mind-blowing. We have seen him do stuff in our own lives. So why then are we so discouraged sometimes? Because we're human and it's normal. But don't stay in your pit. Rise up. Praise. Thank God, because he is the God of the comeback. He's the comeback king. He is gonna bring you back in a way that the whole world is gonna marvel. So keep your faith, keep moving, and believing it's gonna be alright. Whatever was meant for evil, he'll turn it around. Just trust me. Bye. Guys, I know, and I hope y'all learned something from today's episode. Keep sending me messages. Let me know how you feel about the episode by leaving a review, sharing it. You can DM me on Instagram at Vama Unfiltered. You can DM me on Twitter, Vama Unfiltered. You can email me. It's in, I think, my bio, but my email is vamaunfiltered@gmail.com. So, I hope to hear from you after this.